keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Louis and Monica with your 8am Zedlines. A new Brisbane to Sunshine Coast rail line is set to be built after securing state and federal funding. $5.5 billion have been promised to construct the 19-kilometre rail line, extending the Sunshine Coast service from Birrawa to Caloundra. Federal Infrastructure Minister Catherine King says the direct Sunshine Coast rail line will save commuters up to 45 minutes in travel time as compared to driving. Construction will begin in 2026 to be completed in time for the 2032 Olympic Games, with plans to extend the railway line to Maroochydore in the future.
Wildlife rangers are investigating the death of a dingo after it was allegedly shot with a spear gun on Kigari in April. The Department of Environment, Science and Innovation says a man allegedly used the weapon to kill the animal after it was lingering around his campsite, then reported the death to the department the following day. Dingoes are considered protected wildlife within national parks under the Nature Conservation Act 1992, and under this legislation, it is an offence to deliberately harm or interact with the animal. The investigation remains ongoing, while rangers urge visitors to report any dangerous dingo encounters.
In national news, the federal budget will be handed down this evening and is set to remain in surplus for the second year in a row, the first time this has occurred in 20 years, despite calls for extensive cost of living relief. Treasurer Jim Chalmers announced the budget will project a surplus of over $9 billion Australian dollars in what could be the last full budget before the next federal election. The Labor government claims that the surplus won't come at the expense of helping those doing it tough and will include new investments in the health system and incentivise investment in a, quote, future made in Australia.
Plans to construct a First Nations Cultural Centre in Adelaide CBD have been further delayed, with the federal government understood to have rejected a South Australian request for more funding towards the project. Peter Malinauskas, the Premier of South Australia, has requested that the federal government increase its $85 million grant for the project. The building was once regarded to be a potential global attraction for South Australia, but has since been left as nothing more than a construction site for the past 18 months. The recent decision adds to the uncertainty surrounding the fate of the $200 million Takari Centre for First Nations Cultures. Further doubts have been raised about the project due to additional financing not expected to be included in the federal budget tonight.
In international news, the Georgian Prime Minister has vowed to pass new foreign agent laws today after facing strong opposition protests from university groups for nearly a month. The Georgian government claims the bill, which will classify organisations that receive more than 20% of their funding from abroad as foreign agents, will increase NGO transparency and reduce foreign interference. Protesters, who have held some of the largest demonstrations against the bill since the country's independence in 1991, argue that the bill will hamper Georgia's bid to join the European Union and have likened it to authoritarian Russian legislation.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.